Blog Talk Radio.
Need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. So much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the Commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Scott, we're here because we love you. You fed your lawn earlier this spring, and now you're at it again. We're concerned.
Thanks, neighbors. But summer's on its way. Well, the grass may look bonny green and lovely now. It still needs a late spring feeding to keep it that way. Another feeding now with Scott's strengthens and helps defend your lawn from the brutal heat and heavy use to come.
Let's go feed!
Yeah.
Feeding!
Go feed!
Get Scott's Turf Builder lawn food. Feed your lawn. Eat it!
And to clear out weeds while you feed, get Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed.
This is a product of Beverly Nation Online Radio. This is the ONE Host Intern Show, and I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp. On air now from Lagos, dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Tonight's subjects are going to be dealing with and overcoming grief, legacy building, and life challenges. I am sure we have all dealt with grief, whether it was the loss of a loved one, the loss of a job, the loss of a relationship that didn't work out, the loss of any life circumstances that left you feeling less than or feeling as if you were just down and out and you just did not know what to do. Then we're going to go into life challenges, whether we're dealing with so many things that the world is portraying, whether it's on the media, whether we're dealing with problems at home that may feel as if it's causing us to remain stagnant, whether we may be dealing with anything that can cause us to get outside of our comfort zone or stay in our comfort zone because we're afraid of taking that leap of faith. We're afraid to step out and be bold, be courageous, and be unapologetically us. Then the last topic is, how do you build legacy? Because your legacy is going to look different than the next man or woman because the vision was placed inside of you, not the other person. So I really want to have this as an interactive conversation where we're going to unpack these topics. I want to hear from you as the listeners, and I want to know what is going on and how can we achieve the next step by talking about it and looking for tools, tips, and tricks to help you move from where you currently are to where you want to be. But it first starts by doing a RCA, root cause analysis, and understanding where you are right now and how you need to pivot in order to get to where you want to be. Let's jump into the topic of grief first. So a little bit about me before I really get started is I am the author of Chocolate Drop in Corporate America, From the Pit to the Palace. My first edition of my book came out in May 2020, and I went back and released the second edition of my book in February 2021, where I thought it was wise to include information that happened in 2020 because a lot of people were faced with challenges that either left them feeling as if they were stuck, left them feeling sad because they lost a loved one due to the pandemic or due to the negligence of the pandemic, or they were just dealing with the pressures of life that constantly was weighing them down. So I thought that was very evident to put that out there, to just give people hope, to encourage them, to inspire them, and motivate them. Now, what I'm doing now is really talking to different people about their life journeys, their struggles that they're facing, talking about real topics that really matter, and letting people know that it's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to have slips, trips, and falls, but the most important thing is to get back up whenever we feel like as if we're stuck and in a holding pattern, because we never want to remain stagnant and allow our negative mindset or thinking to keep us back. The other thing that is really evident too is just knowing that there is a bigger purpose out there. And once we really know what our purpose is, then we are not going to be afraid to cross those invisible lines. We're not going to be afraid to rise above limitations and break down those barriers, because the world needs us to show up and be who we were created to be, not what other people want us to be. So that's one of the reasons why I chose these three topics tonight. And what I faced last year was, not only did my book come out, not only did my father get sick, but my father also passed away on November 25th, 2020, which was really hard for me because I was super close to my dad. I mean, he was my A1 from day one. He was my best friend. He was my ride or die. We did everything together, and I felt like I could talk to my dad more than I could talk to other people in my life, because he was just that supporter for me that I needed. And despite him being gone and not being here with me, one thing that really helps me when I'm feeling sad is remembering the fond memories we share, looking at videos that we made, thinking about the trips that we went on, and et cetera, and just really tapping into that space. But another thing that I don't let is I don't let people tell me how to grieve and when to grieve, because everyone is going through a different grieving process, and the way that you grieve may not be the same way that someone else grieves, and that's okay. And it's okay to say that you're not okay. It's okay to tell people, hey, I just don't feel like talking right now, or I need some time for myself. Because if you don't take time for yourself, then people are going to constantly drain you and suck your energy, because it's not their energy and they're not giving you energy. So if you don't set those healthy boundaries for yourself, don't expect anyone else to do it. And whenever you are feeling blue, when you're feeling down, when you're feeling like, man, am I just living or am I existing? Think about the emotions and ask yourself some questions. Why am I feeling this way? Is it a life circumstance? Is it an experience that I'm dealing with right now? Is it the people that I'm surrounding myself with that are causing me to feel this way? And really begin to analyze where you are. And once you analyze where you are, then you could address the root cause. Once you address the root cause, then you're going to be able to find out solutions. And I want you to find healthy solutions that will become a coping mechanism for you to deal with your personal grief. Because if you don't deal with it, then it's going to constantly cause you to slip back. And you don't want time to pass you by, because life is moving fast. And I can't even believe that it's already May 10th. Felt like it was just January. And now here we are in the fifth month, and time is really flying by super fast. So I want to start asking you listeners is, what is your grief process and how do you deal with your personal grief story? Make sure you dial 1 to join in the conversation and let me know how you are dealing with your grief. And maybe we could talk about some tips and tricks that are working for you and see how we can share the experience. While I'm waiting for you to dial in, I also want to put it out there for you to get a grief journal, which is either a notepad where you could write down your feelings as they present itself, so you could also look back on it and take some time to reflect. Because the best thing is to reflect on some of the things that are showing up present and ask yourself, why are those things showing up presently? And is there a reason why they keep presenting itself? And if they keep presenting itself, it's probably because you're not addressing the situation and you're not dealing with it. You're probably trying to create a mental block in your mind where you're blocking out those hard feelings, those emotions, because you don't want to deal with it, because it's painful to talk about it. It's painful to address it. It's painful to relive the situation and the experience. Or you may feel like you don't have someone to talk about it with. You don't have a trusted source, or people may not understand you if you tell them what you're going through. But rest assured that not everyone is going to understand you, and that's okay. It just means that person is not a part of your tribe for that season, because just like seasons change, we are going to change and evolve with the times. So you have to know when to hold them and when to fold them. You have to know when to speak and who to speak with, because sometimes people could really drain you if you let them, because they're not going to understand. And it's no disrespect to that person, but it's also no disrespect to you. It's just that we're all in different places in our life, in different seasons. Another thing, too, that I've noticed personally with grief is, even though I lost, you know, my father, my mother lost her husband for 29 years. So the way that she's going to grieve the loss of my father is going to be different than the way that I grieve the loss, because he was my dad, but he was her husband. And then my sisters are going to grieve the loss differently. My brothers are going to grieve the loss differently. And so are my nieces and nephews, because we each had our own personal relationship with him. And yes, we want him here, but I want my dad to be here whole and well. I don't want him to be here and be suffering out of my selfish desires for wanting him to be here. And when I look back, I remember in the scripture, it says there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. There's a time for seasons and there's a time for changes. And whenever I thought about that, it gave me comfort, because we are all here for a purpose. And when our purpose is fulfilled, then, you know, we complete our mission here, and we may go on to the afterlife, we may go on to heaven, or whatever you choose to believe. But we're going to, you know, either go into the earth, or some people may want to be cremated, and then we're going to just be gone. So I want you to really think about that and let that marinate in for a little bit, and ask yourself, is it resonating with you? And while you're asking yourself, is it resonating with you, ask yourself what jumped out at you in the conversation so far. And we're going to revisit this subject later on as more callers start to call in. The next subject is understanding life's challenges. And one of the things that I faced, as I mentioned earlier, was being laid off. I spent 15 years in corporate America, 12 years in the oil and gas and energy sector, and 7.5 of those years was spent working for a Fortune 500 oil and gas company. And it was at that company where I began to climb the corporate ladder. But I climbed the corporate ladder because I began to take ownership of my career. And I did start at the bottom of the totem pole. I started as an administrative assistant. I went to school at night while working full-time. And then while I was in school, I noticed that my first boss was starting to drop nuggets here and there regarding what I was studying, because I started off as a psychology major, and my first supervisor was a male, and he asked me, what do you plan on doing with a psychology degree working here at this oil and gas company? So I paused for a moment, and I said, I thought to myself, that is a really good question, but my whole goal was to go to medical school, and I wanted to use psychology as a stepping stone. But it's funny how sometimes we want certain things, but then God gives us what we need, and he has a different plan. And if our plan is not aligning with his will and purpose for us, he's going to change the trajectory. So I ended up changing my major from psychology to supply chain and logistics in technology, and I got double minors, one in purchasing and one in organizational leadership and supervision from the University of Houston, and I graduated in honors, which it was hard, you know, going to school at night and working full-time. It was draining, but it was a sacrifice that I was willing to take in order to pursue my goals and fulfill some of the dreams that I had. So as I was going throughout that whole little process, I started to pay attention to what the company had to offer. One, they had tuition reimbursement, and I thought, oh, wow, that will be incredible because I won't have to foot the entire bill of my degree. I could allow the company to pay for my degree if I selected a degree that pertained to the company, which I ended up changing my major to fit that. But then what I didn't know, there's always a loophole and there's always some back end to the story. So once I changed my degree and they started to pay for my tuition reimbursement and I finally graduated, I saw that I had to work for the company. I believe it was a year to 2 years. And if I left prior to that, I would have to pay the money back that they spent on my tuition. So I stayed, and while I stayed, I was looking for ways to get into another role because I wanted to really maximize my degree. Because, one, I believe in getting an ROI. For those of you who don't know, a ROI is a return on investment, meaning if the company is going to invest in me to send me to school and pay for my tuition, then I wanted to get an ROI and move out of the administrative assistant role into a professional role. So then I began to network in the company internally as well as externally. And once I started to do that, I ran across people who gravitated to me and they saw the potential that I had and they were willing to help me out. One lady I met was at an outside extracurricular activity. I believe it was Junior Achievement, or it may have been United Way. And her and I became really good friends, and we built a rapport. She told me some years later that she was getting ready to retire. And when she was putting in her retirement papers, she submitted my name in a bucket for me to be slotted into her role. So that started the break into my first professional opportunity, where I moved out of the administrative bucket into a raw material coordinator position for polypropylene. Then from there, I started to move into other roles, but it was a struggle. But I had to see myself beyond what the company saw me. They saw me as an admin, and I heard the slogan, once an admin, always an admin. And I asked myself, by whose definition? That's their definition, but that's not the definition that I have for me, and that's not where I see myself, because I know the vision that the Lord placed inside of me, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there. So I started to do that, and then I went on from a raw material coordinator to a compliance coordinator. So I began to really climb the corporate ladder and started to really fight and advocate for myself. But it goes to show that whenever somebody puts a roadblock in front of you, you don't always have to bend and break to that roadblock. You can shake that off, and if you know that the vision has been placed in you and you know what your vision is, then stick to the script and do that. I'm about to take the first caller. The caller is in the queue, so I'm eager to speak to you. When you come on, please state your name and the city or country that you're calling from so I could address you appropriately.
Hi, it's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Hey, Jerry. I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good, man. You know, I love you, and I loved interviewing you, and I'm listening to you, and I'm like, you sound like you're about, you know, 70 with all this experience. You're amazing.
Thank you so much. It feels so different being on the other side.
Isn't that funny? So you could interview me for 10 seconds. Do you want to ask me a question?
I sure do. So, Jerry, I know in life that there's various life challenges that we all face. So can you tell me one life challenge that you face and how did you overcome it? Because I really want to inspire the other listeners tonight.
So I have to pick one, huh? But I'm only saying that to say this. And I will tell you one or two. We have so many challenges as a rule the human race, we all have challenges. And how we overcome them is huge. That's going to make or break us. And I've had to learn not to allow anything to break me. So, and, you know, my dad ended up with Alzheimer's. So we kept him. Dad was my everything, like your dad was. And, you know, I had to overcome that. Watching my dad become, he ended up in diapers, skin and bones. He was a big guy. He was my rock. He was everything. And there that was. And you know what? I gave it all to God. And I actually smiled when my dad took his last breath. While I was crying, but I smiled because he wasn't in pain anymore. So you have to come to terms with every different situation and how you want to deal with them to make you feel whole again. My boyfriend died 10 years ago. We grew up together since seventh grade. And, you know, he had an aneurysm in his heart. They said there was no, you know, saving him. And I had to overcome that as well. And like so many out there, you know, so many people have lost their loved ones, right? But
yeah.
I had to give it to God and everything else I've overcome, drug addiction, right, all of it. Because if I have to go through life thinking I'm it, and I say this often, even if you don't believe in God, people, think about this. Do you want to really go through your life thinking you're it and you're the one who has your back? Because I'll tell you what, I'd be dead if it was me who had my back all those years. So I have to believe, I have to have faith that there's something bigger and better up there, you know, that's got my back, and it's God. So that's mm-hmm. how I overcome things. I always give it to God.
And I like that you said that, Jerry, that, you know, and I'm sorry for your loss of not only your father, because that's near
and
dear to my heart. And
well.
I go,
yep,
thank
you. Well, sweetie.
And about your boyfriend, but I love the fact that you said if it was just you by yourself, where would you be? And I like the fact that you said you give it to God. And whether you listeners are a believer in Christ or not, there's maybe someone else that you pray to or believe in or whatever, but I just want to encourage you, just by Jerry's testimony as well as my testimony, is never lose hope in where you want to see yourself, and never lose hope in believing in who you are and the power that you have, because it's so incredible that if you change your mindset and you change your perspective, then you could see the fruits of your labor produce an abundant harvest. But it first starts about coming to grips and terms with where you are presently and how you're going to get over it. But things in our life don't happen by accident. They either happen to us and for us to be better. So, Jerry, I really want to thank you for sharing those experiences about the passing of your father and the passing of your boyfriend. And you also mentioned how you overcame drug addiction. And there may be a listener on here tonight that is going through a loss of a loved one or that may have overcame drug addiction too. And by you sharing the power of your testimony, you just gave them hope. So thank you so much for dialing in.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Girlfriend. You're going to do incredible. Yes. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. That was amazing. I'm just so grateful that Jerry called in. We met on Facebook, and she had me on her show, which is called The Jerry Petito Show. She's also a host of this broadcast, and she's phenomenal. So if you've never heard Jerry Petito, go check her out. She has a YouTube channel called The Jerry Petito Show, and she's doing incredible things. So I just really want to shout out Jerry for all her incredible work and for just coming on here and just sharing her testimony and being transparent. We're going to jump into the next caller. I have caller 2 in the queue. And make sure whenever you come on, you state your name and state where you're calling from.
Hi, Lisa. I'm Lisa, Florida, everyone, and I'm calling from Southern California.
Oh, I love SoCal. I haven't been yet, but whenever I go, listeners, I am going to hit Lisa up. So, Lisa, since it's your first time calling in, I want you to share a little bit about your background. I know you have an incredible project called the 8 Billion Project Podcast, so share a little snippet of that.
Yeah, thanks, Genesis, for allowing me to share. Everyone, I am Lisa Florida, and I am the host of the 8 Billion Project, and I launched my podcast last October. It seems as if a lot of people have been empowered from the events of last year, and I am no exception to the rule. My podcast is about uncovering and sharing the life purpose of everyone on this planet. So not everyone say you have an overly ambitious goal of trying to interview 8 billion, but it's not about actually interviewing 8 billion people. I mean, that's not until 2023 is when that population will happen. However, it's about, you know, speaking to individuals like yourself, Genesis, whom you were actually my guest last week, and just actually sharing the path and the journey that you take as you all move into a more purposeful and a more purposeful life. So if you can imagine, there are so many people around the world that have had their lives turned upside down from the pandemic. And in some cases, they've either, you know, changed careers, they've left it, they've had no choice but to leave it. And so it's all about like self-discovery and the journey of that. So, you know, I get the pleasure of interviewing a lot of these people and being able to, you know, help use these stories to inspire or use the podcast as a platform to share their story.
And you are doing amazing, Lisa. It was just such a pleasure to be interviewed by you and just share space during the interview, prior to the interview and after the interview. And I know one thing that you and I have in common is the loss of a parent. Would you mind sharing how you personally dealt with the loss of your mother, if you feel compelled to do so?
Yes, and I'm actually here to support that because I knew that you were talking about grieving, and it was a big part of my journey. I mean, sometimes the grieving even starts before they leave, you know, or they leave the physical plane. And I think that it was wonderful what you were talking about in the beginning. Everyone has a unique journey. The best part about it is being great, you know, giving yourself grace and so much love through the process and having your, you know, allowing it to be your unique process, no matter how it is. Because another thing that you did suggest was a journal, and I wish that I had actually done that. I was so big in journaling growing up, and I didn't do it. But for me, the most, I would say personally for myself, and I've talked to other people who have lost a parent, sometimes the first year of their passing becomes the biggest adjustment because, you know, there's so much love that actually gets poured into you as support from friends and family. However, it is the first year that it is without their physical presence here on the earth. So it's adjusting to all of that. And, of course, you're going to go through moments where you have different memories of them. But just like you were saying, Genesis, it's the memories the good memories that you have that keep them alive, you know, that keep them alive in your heart. And for me, as years have passed, it's been about close to 3 years this August, when I shifted to just understanding that I have someone like my mother all the time, and that's what's really neat as when they transition to becoming, you know, full spirits and angels, you'll realize that they are always there with you. And so I was even telling Dennis this too. I said, there's a lot of things that even after my mother's passing that I can't explain, you know, that was like either divine guidance. And if you talk to them, you'll just see the different messages. Like for me, I was just seeing butterflies all over, or you start to see the beauty in life, you know? So again, everyone's process is different. Everyone's grieving process. The biggest thing is to give yourself grace and allow yourself the process no matter how long it takes. Cause I know for some people it could be more than a year. And losing a parent or any loved one for that matter could take, It's a piece of you that really is never the same again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's so true.
Right? It's nothing like no one could truly replace my mother, and just like your father, right? So you hold those memories in your heart, and what you do is you take with them, you know, like you take all the good memories about them, and you leave a legacy, doing things in honor of them or using their spirit to inspire you to do good things. And I'm pretty sure that might be I'm thinking though, Genesis, and I don't know if we talked about this, that might be the reason you continue to be inspired to speak on these platforms.
Yes, that's one of the biggest reasons, Lisa, is because I do it not only for my dad and to build a legacy. Even though he's not here, I know that there's offsprings that is coming up, like my nieces and my nephews, and I want to pave a foundation for them and let them know it's okay to not follow the straight and narrow path. Like in life, mm-hmm. we're going to go through these journeys, and these journeys are going to be a zigzag. Life, like, it can be a hell of a ride, and it can be a roller coaster. So it's okay that if you go from point A to B all the way to C in order to come back to maybe E, F, or whatever, it may not be always that connect the dot path, but it does not mean that because you're not doing it the way that someone else is doing it, that you're not worthy, because we're all going to go through something, but it's going through the process, and there's going to be a pruning process where sometimes we may go through the period of stripping away things, whether we're stripping away maybe family and friends for a particular season, whether we're stripping away, you know, hanging out with certain people or talking to certain people, because we have to grow and mature, and he's taking us to a different level. He's taking us through a different season and through a different dimension, and that's okay. But the one reason why I grind as hard as I do is it's not just for Genesis, but it's about the legacy that I'm trying to build, the impact that I'm trying to make, and the generational opportunities that I'm trying to put out there in the universe to let people know, don't despise small beginnings. Don't despise where you came from, because where you came from and where you started is not where you're going to end up. And I really just appreciate you just sharing that journey about your mother, because I truly believe that there's going to be someone listening tonight who needed to hear that wisdom that you shared, Lisa, who needed to hear how you dealt with grief, because they may want some tips and tricks, not only from Genesis, but from you, because sometimes when we speak to out in the universe, our message may not be for everyone, but it will be for someone.
Absolutely. You couldn't have said it better. It's so true, though. And I piggyback on exactly what you're saying, and that's exactly my reason, too. It's to change, you know, I have a son that's 17, and it's to change, and that's exactly what our parents wanted to do. And it's always a desire of a parent to always want to leave the world a better place, and that's what we're doing. You know, we're stepping out and having the courage to do things, and even if it just helps one person tonight, it makes the whole difference, and that was the thing is, for me, too, it was taking action on this inspiration, right? Oftentimes people are scared, but you'd be oddly surprised at how much when you step into your power and you do it with such good intention, there are people that can feel that energy and they know it comes from a good space, and you start to build a following and you start to influence people in such a good way. And that's what we do, right, Genesis? We create this momentum to inspire others that you guys will step in into your power, into your light, and be, you know, and what was that, Genesis? It was like, push out all the darkness. You know what I mean?
Yes. You kick out all the darkness and you allow your light to illuminate, because your light is going to knock out the darkness. So as long as you're being bold, as long as you're being courageous, as long as you're being inspirational and everything, the universe and people, the right people, will gravitate to you. And then it creates mm-hmm. a ripple effect, that domino effect, and you're going to be out there killing it in the game. But it starts by you just taking that first step. Take that leap of faith. And or you could just take that jump and then open your parachute on the way down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing. It starts with the first step. It really does.
Yes, thank you so much, Lisa, for sharing. And for the listeners out there, make sure you go check out 8 Billion Project Podcast. Look up Lisa Florida. She is amazing, and she is making amazing impacts. Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, thank you, Genesis. You are doing absolutely the same, and I'm here to support you on your journey and everyone else on their journey.
Thank you. Have a good evening, and continue to listen to the show. Oh, that was phenomenal, listeners. We're going to jump into the next caller. We have caller 3 in the queue. You know the drill. State your name and tell us where you're calling from. Hey, caller 3, are you there?
Hi, Genesis.
Hello?
I had trouble trying to find the mute button on my phone.
No worries. So give us your first and last name so the listeners can know who you are. I know who you are, but they don't know you.
Hi, my name is Diedrich Moon. I did not say DJ. If anyone was listening earlier today, I was on a call with Tina and I just had a brain fart. The Tina and Angel Morning Show, and I have a new name. So my pen name now is Dominic. So my name is Deidre Dominic Moon, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay, awesome. Welcome, Diedrich. I'm so glad you were able to call in. I know a little bit about you, but I want you to give the listeners tonight a little bit background of who you are. And just so I could open it up, you are the author of The Unexpected Journey, Fire and Goal, and your daughter, Haley Moon, is the co-author, and your daughter is also an author herself, and she has the book, The Rules of a Big Boss. And I know you know all about grief, and you also know about life challenges. So share a little bit more about your background.
So a little bit about my background. What I don't say too often is that, you know, was raised by a single parent who ended up becoming a single parent. I went to school and college with a background in electronics engineering, information technology, and systems engineering is my background, and in undergrad. And then in grad school, ended up dabbling in, you know, psychology, information leadership, and business administration. So I took all of that, and I initially started out working in the IT field, and I left the IT field and started working more in strategy and corporate communications and things of that nature. And looking down then, I never thought that I would actually end up seeing myself being an author at this point in life. But what was funny was as time went on or whatever, I started becoming more and more in charge of corporate communications. So with respect to corporate communications, supervisors and program directors found out that I was a pretty decent writer and I was pretty good at convincing people of things. So they started saying, hey, I'm going to put you in charge of writing these business cases or whatever. Okay, fine. Or I'm going to put you in charge of, you know, writing communications out to the workforce. Okay, fine. Or Diedrich, I need you to work your magic with this, or I need you to work your magic in convincing these people. I'm like, okay, fine.
So question really quick before you go on, Diedrich, question. So as they were putting you in charge of writing these communications, you could kind of hear how God was planting a seed in you that he was getting ready to harvest later on, but you didn't know that seed was being planted. But go ahead, continue.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And, you know, you stole my thunder there because that's exactly what I was going to say. I didn't realize that, you know, that would come later down the road. And I was just like, okay, whatever. That's what you guys need me to do, fine, I'll do it. And come June, and this is all the way starting back in, you know, 2010. So it was a long journey towards getting there because this all started in 2010, and now we fast forward up to 2020. So in 2020, my daughter started writing a book or whatever, and, you know, I looked at it and I said, okay, let me edit this for you. Let me help you. Let me help you with the editing and getting it published and everything. And then we did that, and as you know, Genesis, that was the birth of the Rules of a Big Boss, the Book of Self-Love, in June 25th, 2020. So then fast forward from there, and then we get into November of 2020. So in November of 2020, we started working on a book that we co-authored, which was the Unexpected Journey, Fire and Gold. And we co-authored that book, and, you know, we went through it or whatever, and we published that in February. And, you know, the funny thing is I owe all due respect back to Maude Tracy, because Maude Tracy was a professional English major. And Aunt Tracy actually was bike editor when I was in high school and college. And Aunt Tracy had this red pen that I can't stand. She would mark up all of my papers and literally rewrite them and say, take this out, move this here, move this there, and blah, blah, blah. And I got so sick of Aunt Tracy that I ended up becoming like her. So I started getting to the point, by the time I got to my sophomore year in college, Aunt Tracy stopped marking up my paper so bad because she was like, you're finally starting to get it. You're doing a wonderful job. And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing a wonderful job despite you because I'm so sick of you marking up my papers. But I didn't realize the seed that Aunt Tracy was planting in me way back in the late 90s and things of that nature. So now, you know, to bring things full circle, I totally get it now and have that appreciation for Aunt Tracy that I didn't have back then. So anyway, now not only am I an editor, editor, an author, a blogger, a small business owner, things of that nature. So that's a little bit about me and a little bit of the story behind the story of how I got more or less started on my writing journey.
Awesome. And I know a little bit more insight, and I know it wasn't easy for you to write the book, The Unexpected Journey, Fire and Goal, because you had life challenges that were just coming one after another after another. But what helped you stay grounded during those life challenges when you were facing it? And how did those life challenges cause you grief? Because even though you may have not grieved the loss of a loved one, you were still grieving because of the circumstances and situations that you were dealing with due to workplace bullying, a toxic work environment, and et cetera. Would you like to share a little insight about that?
The most difficult things I went through in my life were the passing of my grandmother in November of 2010. And also November the 4th, 2010, and the dissolution of my marriage or whatever. And that was in July of 2009, I believe. And, you know, nothing could compare to those. Those two incidents in particular just broke my heart into pieces, broke my heart and broke my spirit. And God had to put me back together. And, I mean, I was just totally broken by those. Two experiences, because like you know, God took away the things that were most important to me during those time periods. Like with my marriage, it wasn't so much the dissolution of my marriage; it was my wife taking my daughter away from me. That was really heartbreaking. Grandmother, she was the person that was closest to me, you know, outside of my daughter. So having said all of that, you know, the big thing that was able to get, or you know, the way that I was able to get through it is, you know, I've been through two events in my life that were more hurtful than these experiences with my job or whatever. And, you know, being able to deal with those helped me manage. Also, too, you know, the what happened with my daughter or whatever and the experiences that she went through with, like, the attempted murder, bullying, sexual assault, things of that nature. You know, those things were fairly spirit-breaking, too. And I said to myself, if I can get through these experiences, I can get through anything. So what's going on with the job or whatever, does it hurt? Absolutely. But does it hurt in the grand scheme of things, or does it have the same magnitude of hurt that, you know, these experiences have? They do not. And, you know, so the old adage of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Run true.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there was still some depression. There was still some anxiety. There was still a lot of anger, but nowhere near on the grand scheme of things. You know, so it gave me a new appreciation for the road that was traveled several years ago, because the road that was traveled several years ago helped me prepare for the road that's, you know, right there in front of me right now, and it made it a lot easier.
And I love how you said that, and I'm just going to summarize it for the listeners as I get ready to take the next caller. So despite Dietrich going through his life challenges and his own grief process of losing his grandmother, losing his relationship that did not work out, whenever him and his wife got a divorce, and then dealing with his daughter who dealt with bullying and et cetera, he still came out on the other side despite how things were coming up against him. He did not allow that to break him. So even though he went through the fire, he was not consumed, and he did not bend, he did not break, and now he's coming out as gold. He is a single father, he is an author, an editor, he has his own podcast, and he's doing incredible things. So for you listeners tonight, if you were encouraged by Dietrich's testimony, the short bit that he shared, I want you to go connect with him on social media at d.moon on Facebook. You could find him on Instagram, and you could also hit him up on other social media platforms. And I'm going to jump to the next caller. So I have caller 4 in the queue. When you come on, please state your first and last name and tell us where you're calling from. Thank you, Dietrich.
Hey, peace, peace, and abundant divine blessings. My last right here of our first, middle, and last tribal name is Huni Bak Atun. That's my tribal name, and my pen and stage name is the Magic Man Haru. Let me deal with your special guest right quick. Your special guest, I definitely want to connect with you, sir. Literally, my heart is really jumping for joy that you went through that. And my humble advice is, I say this to you as well as all parents, whether you're single or not, self-defense as early as possible. That's one of the things I have respect for a lot of the Asian people in their communities. Just as soon as the children can stand and walk, they start learning the art of hand-to-hand and mind-to-mind combat. I definitely want to put that out there. Now, as far as you, I mean, I am really, really blown away by how professional you are, the way that your show flows, and you have a lot of energy. So along with having said that, congratulations, Genesis. Is it Amaris Kemp on your ONE syndication station all-time connection record? And this is your all-time as an intern. Let me share something with you. To get a connection record for us in the greatest network of our time, okay, this is very, very important, because not only is it planting the seeds of good faith, you have a lot of people tuning in tonight, well over 7 million. So, you already got takes, and I definitely want to take time to say that. And I'm just happy to even be up here making the announcement for you. And before I go, I am the host of We Will Aware You. My show was on last Thursday. The last advancement I gave, I spoke about the power of Prison Ministries Incorporated. Definitely want to take time to listen to that, as well as all of our ONE hosts here at ONE Dynasty. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, and be sure to connect with me offline, because I do have a person in my network who is interested in doing more stuff in the prison ministry, and she's based in Dallas, but we could definitely chat offline. And I want to thank you so much for giving me kudos and welcoming me into y'all's family. It's such an honor and pleasure to be here, because I know you all do incredible things behind the scenes, and you are making an impact and changing lives yourself. So thank you so much for dialing in and giving a shout out to the last caller, who was Dietrich Moon, and for the incredible things that you're going to continue to keep on doing. And we have our next caller in the queue. So we have caller 5. Make sure you state your first and last name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hello, good night.
Hey. Hi, good night. Is this Cadian?
Yes. Good night. I'm calling from Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh. My name is Cadian Asimota. Hi.
Hi, Cadian.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Katie, and welcome to the show, and thank you so much for taking time out to call in. So I want you to just share a little bit of your background to the listeners. I know you are an author, and I do hear some background noise, so I'm not sure if you could step into a place.
That's okay. I wish I get
better.
She's at, right now. I'm going to bring her back on when that noise is eradicated, and definitely we'll take our next call at this time. And caller, You're live right now with Genesis of Marriage Camp right here, the O&E Host Intern Show.
Thank you so much, caller. Welcome. Please give me your first and last name and tell the listeners where you're calling in from. Caller, are you there? I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kent.
That's okay, Genesis. Well, what happens? You know what happens? Sometimes people press one and don't know that they're supposed to speak at that time. So we keep on going. I'm going to try to bring back on our young lady from Pittsburgh, see if her line is on. I would love to talk to her. All right, young lady, you there?
Yes.
Hello. Good night. Good night.
Yes, you sound wonderful. You sound wonderful.
Hey,
good night. Good night, callers, and all the callers that call in. Your story is inspiring. Continue to do the work. Continue to make a difference out there, because in this time and age, we all have a part to play because our young kids are looking up to us. I'm Kaylian Asimota. I'm the author of two inspirational Bible verse books, From A to Z, Alphabetical Order. It encourages kids, and I'm trying to uplift kids to let them know that no matter what they're going through, no matter what is out there, you can still become who God creates you to be. I was a dropout from school and couldn't read, spell properly, still struggle with my word, but I did not let that stop me from becoming who I am today. I never let that stop me from not writing a book. So persons out there that is struggling, did not have that proper education, you still can get it. Go for it. Go for it. Put yourself, get out of your comfort zone and step out into something new.
Thank you so much, Kaylian, for sharing that. For you listeners, Kaylian is a two-time author. She has two books out. She's a Christian author. Yes, thank you, Kaylian, for correcting me. Say that again one more time.
Five-time author.
Thank you, y'all. I stand corrected. Incredible five-time author, and she's doing incredible things. You can find her on social media. And, Kaylian, I really want to thank you for encouraging the listeners out there who needed a boost of encouragement despite the season that they may be in right now. So thank you so much for taking the time to dial in, share, and hold space with us. You are doing incredible things, and I'm here to give you your flowers while you can enjoy them blooming.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. I'm going to go ahead and jump to caller 7 in the queue. Thank you so much for calling in, caller. Please state your first and last name and tell me where you're dialing in from.
Well, first of all, I'm calling from Philly. It's your true friend, Willa Dot. Congratulations.
Thank you. Shout out to everyone in Philly.
And I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you got that youth inspiration, and the voice is captivating, where people be like, I just want to hear what she's going to say. You know, I'm loving it. What? You kidding me? But you definitely can ask me anything you want, but your topic, overcoming grief and life challenges, go ahead, speak your mind, because you're a winner right now. You're going to go a long way. I don't care how many haters come outside want to just try to stop the program. It would not be deleted. You're going places. Straight gate.
Thank you so much. And I do want to ask you a question. So you're calling in from Philly, and you like the topics of grief, life challenges, and building legacy. And for you, I want to ask you, how are you planting seeds right now to build your legacy so you could secure a better future for yourself and future generations to come?
Ooh, you want to get ignorant, don't you? All right. You know what? The way I've been doing it, right, is in a way just letting God maneuver. I do things without thinking. I do things spontaneously. I say things to people even though I might not get no accolades, even though they might even steal my, you know, my rhythm, my style, my voice, my, you know, persuasions. I just know already created myself to become a legend. But what I like to do and what I've been doing is just putting my foot down without putting it down all the way. And I'm going to just, like, trust in God. You got to, even when people do things wrong to you, you have to learn to turn the other cheek. And sometimes it's so hard because the people, they're so ignorant with it. They don't care how you feel. They just want to become over you. And when that happens, you got to stare at them and say, what demon is around you right now to make you think that? Why do you have to belittle me, use me, or play me so you can move up further? Because when you move up further, now you're going to meet new demons, and more people are going to do more ungodly things to you. But since you wasn't having that created support system that you're supposed to have been involved with, you cheated to get where you at. Now you can't hold on, and you might fall down, but we all get up.
Come on, Willow God.
All we got in a problem in this world is crabs in the barrel. It's that mentality. It's like, no, you're not allowed to be better than me. People got to change. If you die, somebody going to take your spot. And right now they're trying to kill everybody with everything God knows possible called hatred and malice and corona. Until corona gone, but hatred and malice is still here. So what I've been doing is just moving forward, having my face like flint, and trying to play the blessing game. Like, hey, here's a blessing. Do you want to take it or do you want to talk about it? You got to figure that out. So I just move a little bit too fast, but I'm trying to move in slow motion so then I can be able to pick and choose now who is my newfound haters and who is my thoroughbreds and who is the wannabes. Because there's only three ways to call it. Thoroughbreds, wannabes, and newfound haters. I don't know what else to do. Because there's so many times I've always been dead, and God still has me living right here, right now, being a situation. I'm not going to say I'm a problem yet because people ain't see my problems. But right now I'm a situation. And I'm not perfect, but I know who I am and where I want to be. All y'all people got to do that's listening is figure out where you want to be and know who you're rolling with and just trust in God without being captivated by hatred and malice and foolishness. Amen?
Amen. And I love that will of God. That was almost a testimony right there. And it was also, you know, some good scripture nuggets there. So it's like I need to pass a collection plate right now. Y'all may need to cash out will of God because he shared some really insightful nuggets in that short segment. And I just really want to thank you so much for calling in, for sharing your testimony, and also helping the listeners who are listening tonight, as well as helping me to know who you're rolling with, to also know that there's a purpose for every single one of us, and to know that if we just focus on us and we focus on how we are getting ready to build and continue to build to not only help us but to help other people, then you could see how we're going to flourish. But we can't allow our haters and people who don't see our vision to distract us, because distractions are always going to come, either from left, right, up, down, middle, whatever. But the most important thing is to stay on this straight and narrow path and keep on going. And I want to thank you so much for supporting me tonight. And I can't wait till we actually have more conversations offline and I, you know, plant the seed back into you. So thank you so much, Will of God. And I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. We have caller 8 in the queue. So caller 8. Hey, caller 8.
Hello?
Are you there? Hey, is this Talia?
This is Paola. I wasn't sure if y'all could hear me. I'm sorry.
Yes, we can hear you. Hey, Paola.
So my name is Paola Uranga, and I'm calling in from Houston, Texas.
Woo! Shout out H-Town. That's my hometown, y'all. So, Paola, I want you to go ahead and... and share a little background of yourself for the listeners to know who you are and what you're working with. I know who you are, but they don't.
Okay. So I'm a child of God, first and foremost. And when I say that, I say that with just, like, you know, I've never introduced myself in that way. I've always said, oh, well, I'm this, I'm that. But, you know, I'm nothing without God. And, you know, I recently found him, and he's tried to, you know, come in my life so many times, and I just, you know, I turned my back on him. And now I see, you know, I'm just so excited about life. And a little background about me besides that, of course, is like, you know, I recently have been dealing with my grandmother's death, and it's been a hard time for the family, but, you know, through that, it's like I was spiritually awakened, and I'm so grateful, but it's, you know, it's been a lot.
And I want to thank you, Paula, for just having the boldness and courageous to share the loss of your grandmother, because I know you've been going through a lot, but it's going to be to the point where you're going to go through your own grieving process because she was your grandmother. But I just want to encourage you that despite you not having her physical presence here with you, she is always going to be in your heart. The memories that you shared with your grandmother, the love that she gave you, the love that you gave her, and those memories are going to help you go through the process, especially whenever you want to cry. And it's okay to cry. Let those tears be tears of joy. Let them be healing, because if we hold back our emotions and we try to keep everything in, there's going to become a time where it explodes. And I want you to know that it's okay to say that you're not okay, because we are all human beings and we're all going to go through something in life, whether it's the grief of, you know, our loved one. In your case, you lost your grandmother or other things, but you are here for a purpose. You are doing incredible things, some things you didn't mention tonight, but I just want to give you your flowers while you're here. And I want to thank you so much for just sharing a little bit of your testimony and how you're going through this process, because believe me, what you're going through right now is going to help someone else, because you have now experienced the loss of a grandmother, and there may be someone else who lost their grandmother, and you may be able to speak to them based on what you experienced. Because sometimes when we go through life's challenges, people want people who have been there, who have walked through the experience. They don't want someone to, you know, be fake. They want someone that could shake and bake with them and let them know, hey, I've been where you are, and this is how I've overcame it. And let me give you some tips and tricks, and maybe these tricks and tips can help you overcome it. But I'm here with you. So thank you so much, Paula, for calling in.
You've been a great inspiration, Dashley, to the rest of the callers, to everyone listening here tonight. I just want to say, as a personal friend of Dashley and just a person who sees what she's doing, I'm just in awe.
Yes, AKA she knows me outside of my stage name. So thank you so much. I'm going to jump to the next caller. So thank you so much for supporting me, Genesis Amaris Kemp, on this fabulous platform. I'm going to take the next caller. We have caller 9 in the queue. So when you come on, please make sure you state your first and last name and tell me where you're calling from. Love you, Paula. Caller 9,
caller
are you
nine.
There?
Caller 9, you're on the line. Okay,
Hi.
That's fine.
Hi, caller
okay.
9, I hear you.
There we go.
Hello?
Caller 9? Hi, welcome.
Hi, this is Verona calling from New York.
Hey, Verona. Thank you so
Hi.
Much for calling in.
How are you?
I am doing well. It's a marvelous Monday. I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell the listeners your first and last name and let them know about you, because I know you're an author doing incredible things out in New York.
New York. Well, I'm not a singer, so that's out, okay? I'm not a singer. I'm just doing that. I am not a singer, so I'm a writer. I really don't consider myself as an author. I consider myself as a writer, because there's a big difference between being a writer and an author, because being an author, you could get somebody to write you a book. But I am a writer. I write every day. So, yeah. So I'm Verona Willis Brown. If you look me up, that's what you're going to see, Verona Willis Brown. I am just a simple, ordinary person trying to make extraordinary mark on this land, you know. And I'm listening to your Genesis, and I just want to say congratulations on this position that you have here. And the topic that you're putting out tonight, I've been listening since you started. And first of all, before I go into anything about myself, I just wanted to send positive energy to you as well as those who are ahead of me. I want to send positive energy. I want to send love from deep in my heart, from my belly, to those who are grieving, because I think that's your topic tonight. For those who are grieving, I want to send positive energy out to everyone. And it's so funny because that's the topic, because I just said this maybe yesterday, Mother's Day, mm-hmm. that my mother died since 2005. And I am just reaching to a point of myself after all these years. I stopped celebrating Mother's Day. I stopped celebrating birthdays. I stopped celebrating everything when my mother left. And as a result of all of that, I think I held myself back all those years. And then my dad died in 2013. And that added on to my mother. So I kind of went in emotional blockage for a while. So no one knows who Verona was. I was mommy. I never had a voice. I never had a name. I was in the back burner. So when my father died and I had to get over that, I spent many, many years, and I would suggest to those who were ahead of me, I spent many years since my mother died writing. Writing is like therapy. Write your thoughts out. Write a letter to them. Write a letter to yourself. Just write and let all those thoughts come out of you, because it will hold you hostage. And I remember days when I couldn't talk to nobody because I didn't know how to express how I was feeling. First, let me just roll back a little bit to say I was born and raised in the church. But I'm telling you this truthfully, God was not a part of the equation when my parents died. He was not a part mm-hmm. of it. And we have to face these things, and we have to say these things truthfully. God was not a part of my equation, because I questioned God as to why would you do that? As to why would you take my parents away from me? I had a lot of years with it. But God had to let me know, excuse me, I am the master. I do what pleases me. I had to come to my senses, and I had to hear God for myself. I had to hear my own voice. So when he does stuff that pleases him, what is to take a parent, a child, whoever, whatever loved one you have, that is his responsibility. Our job mm-hmm. is to go back up to him and say, listen, I see what you did. So now that you left me here without my parents, you have to give me strength. Because if you don't come to realization of God and what he's capable of doing, you would just go in the grave with your loved one. Like I said, I spent many, many years in that dark place, of depression. Nobody knew I had depression. Why? Because I walk around with a smile. But deep inside, it was dark. It was dark until my father died. When my father died, 2 years later, I lost my brother. And I had to come to realization that these people are dying, but I'm still living. Now, what am I going to do with my life? because you have to learn to ask questions. Now, what am I going to do with my life? So now as I go to presently, I have two books out. And when I wrote those books because I sat down and watched my parents die, my siblings died, and I was still alive. And when I look at my life, I said, listen, you're still alive. So now what are you going to do with yourself? And when I wrote my book is called Are You Free Enough?
Come on.
It was a moment where I sat down and, like I said, I'm a writer. And I sat down and wrote words and wrote how I felt. I had to withdraw myself from a lot of people when I did this book. And when I wrote this book, on broken faith. Broken faith. And when I wrote that book, the question came in where God said to me, are you even free?
Ooh, that is a good question. Are you even free?
I like that.
Bro,
right,
are
Jessica,
you still
there?
Yes, I'm here.
The caller is gone there. But we do have some, we have a lot of calls to call tonight. And, of course, this is an intern show. So we want to thank all the folks that try to get back in another month because she'll be with us. Congratulations, of course, Genesis, for the only syndicated station all-time connection record. Outstanding tonight, which you put across. And, we talked off the air about losing the parent. And it's kind of hard because you lose two. And you got to keep on rolling. And I love what you said earlier. It was awesome. You said, listen, I grieve a different way, so don't tell me how to grieve, okay? Oh, you ain't over that yet? No. I might be not over it after 20 years. No. Mind your business. It's okay, because God got my back. And that's how that is. Anyway, come on down these all these stations. We come back with Terra Strength. And we do come back with Terra Strength tomorrow night, but, of course, this is live and direct. So proud of the archives that we have in the chambers right here at WBNN. Devil Nation and Dana Network combined. And I'm so proud of Genesis Morris Kemp, who could not do her show tonight because she just had a baby. On July 18th of this year, she brought in a beautiful baby girl. And now she's on maternity leave. And I want to make sure that everyone knows the dedication of Genesis Morris Kemp. One of the greatest linguistics that have been part of any radio show, but she's part of WBNN. So proud of her and what she does for us on a constant basis. And now, girl, rest. Get yourself together with that baby. We'll take some calls right now that they're so patient, and we'll try to take callers who are not on that show that night. But it is what it is. Call number one, you're live right now with the original Devil Nation Classic.
Hello. How are you? My name is
Hey,
Nicole
what's
Williams.
Going on, Nikki? I know who you are. What's going on, Nick? Go ahead and talk, girl.
How you doing? I just want to say, I just want to call and support the Miss Genesis because it's right on point, everything tonight. I don't even have words. I just want to support and say, awesome show. But then something did came to me with what God said, and then the last caller, she just, summed it up. But when Will God was talking, all I heard was, either love me or leave me alone. I don't mess with you. Just let me be in my zone. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it all comes down to. You were with me.
Will of God's a genius. No doubt. A lot of times, he don't like accolade and all that. I'm going to say what I got to say. With him being a charter member of our network, being part of the original Devil Nation and all the foolishness that went with that, and, with all the situations coming on now and we're still growing, a lot of people, there's always been naysayers, Nicole, even in our broadcasting life here, with Devil Nation, Damon Network, WBNN. And you got to continue to roll on with the punches. No matter what's said behind your back, no matter how people feel about you, just work. You know what I mean, Nikki?
Yeah.
Just work.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the naysayers. Don't worry about the negative vibes. Because in this life, we're not here to be liked. We're here to be respected. And that's the key. And when it comes down to how can I say? Losing loved ones. I set up this network, Nicole, on February 4th, 2013. That was the 10th anniversary of my mother's passing. What could I do to make that day great? No more mourning, no more missing. Make that day great. I had a tough, hardcore Aries mom who instilled in me, no matter what, do never take disrespect, always challenge it, no matter what it is, and try to come to an agreement with it, with people. Determination, hard work. And you don't know me going way back in those great days of 2013. All the great people came on, Leah Love, Lovely Ellis, Louis Devon, the Pattersons, you know what I mean, Antonia Batts, that first crew, Darlene Lawrence, who a lot of times you hear that championship always being held and always being exalted every night, and we say that the historic Darlene Lawrence championship, she was our first Hall of Famer, okay? The first Hall of Famer ever, WBNN, and National Interior Hall of Famer. May she rest in peace. Hard work. It will shine diamonds. And, Nikki, I never missed a night in almost 10 years. I never called out a night. I never had anything come to not allow me to produce shows all around the world every night. No call-outs. And 3,233 shows.
Nice. Look at that.
So that hard work, no matter what people say behind you, no matter what they think of you, it doesn't matter. And I tell people a lot of times, in social media, we're in social media all the time. I loved you in your car the other day. You look so beautiful. Social media is not real. Now, understand what I said to you. You're real, but social media is not. So don't worry about opinions of people or social media. If they like you, it's not real. If they despise you, it's not real. Understand who you are. Understand what God brought you here to be. Deal with people how do you need to deal with them. And the rest is history. Any comments after that?
All right, Prophet.
It's being real, man. Like, you know, I don't worry about people's opinions of me because we got so many people on this network. Every night, and I want to, around the world, all the millions of people are listening right now, I'm going to give exaltation, to this young lady. She supports me and loves me. And she knows that every single show is a variety. There's not one show at WBNN that's the same. Talk about it, Nikki.
Just like Ms. Genesis said, you know, saying each one, everyone, somebody has something somebody needs to hear. Somebody needs to hear. And the shows that I do get in, sometimes I can't always call in. But I said there was something I needed to hear that night, just like tonight. Tonight was one of the shows where there was no words for me because everything had already, it was confirmation of revelation to me, you know, that I couldn't say no more. And then you just came and summed it up more. So, you know, I thank God for this show. I think in this network and able to listen to those times, even if I'm busy, I'm still listening and walking around doing what I have to do, you know, because, you know, we do need to hear it. People need to be encouraged. People need to be inspired. People need to believe that there's still hope if we just step out of faith.
Yes.
So that's I wanted to call in and say thank you for that. You know, thank you for that because, you know, just like the sister just said, you know, you don't know who's in a depressed mode. That person might just decide they want to walk off a cliff, and you could have said one word, just one letter, one something to make them stop and rethink their decision. And we have to remember that.
You know, it's crazy you said that. In our history, we saved, and a lot of people know it, the genius will of God who's been in this network with a lot of people, you know, and I got to give a shout out to him. He talked about, you know, tonight, on that night on, May 12th, 2021, talked about, you know, the accolade, pure accolade. He's never looked for it. But we got to let him know that he's so appreciated. You know, been here since 2015. Does shows that are spontaneous and move the heart. Sometimes they can be hilarious, but he's serious in his hilariousness. It's always serious, and that's why people love Will of God around the world. Mm-hmm. And when you have the key to be able to be a proper broadcaster, it's to tell the truth and always do the right thing when no one's watching. You got to do the right thing when no one is watching. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, we do shows. But how you live your life after you do your show? There's a lot of Hall of Famers that are there in the International Radio Hall of Fame because they did the right things or, you know, had to apologize for things that they did to get to the Hall. But not only mm-hmm. that, but continue to be great people in enshrinement. You can't make mistakes now. You can't. And I got somebody that would like to talk to you right now real quick because the person I'm talking about right now would like to talk to you. The 2015 charter member of the original Beverly Nation, Mr. Will of God.
Can you hear me now?
Yep. And listen, Nikki is a big fan of you, so talk to Nicole Williams, an outstanding person in social media.
Hey, first of all, how you doing, Nick and Amari? Bull, that woman right now, like, you got to understand, and people, I know y'all don't want to understand because sometimes you don't need to understand because you're living the way you want to live at this appropriate time, and this is really a really inappropriate time for us because a lot of people don't realize who we are and who you are. Because people put you in a certain situation where you can't stand up to be who you want to be. Sometimes it's training wheels. Sometimes you're just not allowed to do it because haters stand in the way. Sometimes the government shuts you down. But to be honest, when you see people for their fruit and God makes you meet people and they have fruit, you can't look at all the fruit as spoiled, rotten bullcrap. Because some fruit might have been damaged. They might got things going on, and they used to nonsense that they're going to treat you as such because they're staying protected. Because they don't know what that individual might do or what you might do. So when you meet people, y'all, in your future, understand, always stay what God say. And he said, don't trust nobody. The only way you could trust a person is you could trust yourself. That's deep. I just came up. Everything I'm saying is just freestyle from the top of my head because I'm letting the spirit lead. When you learn to trust yourself, it's because of the fact that you looked in the mirror multiple times. Like, if you had saw Bruce Lee, he had fought that guy in mirror. You know, he got him, but daggone it. If he wasn't tapped in, he wouldn't know what hit him. He got hit a couple times, but he made sure he figured it out. And that was multiple mirrors. Figure out that movie. I think it's End of the Dragon. But we all have a mirror. Sometimes you go out and you say, I don't care what I look like. That means, you know, a spirit might have made you feel that way. Everybody else is looking at you and judging you by the cover, not knowing you could be a thoroughbred, but today you look like a nut. So when you look at yourself in the mirror and you got ice cream on, you looking like you painted like a refugee, I don't know what you're going to do. But some people look at you crazy, and some people, you know, they paint they stuff because that's that war paint. They got to go and fight, but you might look at them like they're a nut. So don't judge nobody. Speak to people. Ask them. Even the homeless people out here, y'all treat them as such, not knowing they used to be richer than you, or they could have been lower than you, or they could be just like you. But when we get judgmental and not using the spirit of the Lord to find out who that person is, and just using the spirit of whoever talks to you and tells you what that person is, now you the fool. Because when you find out later, after you do all your talk, after you say all you say, and you find out you were saying the wrong way, Now, you got to go back to every single individual that you talked to and tell them you was wrong. People don't do that. So the spirit is out here. The negative spirit is coming out stronger. So today is August 1st, 2022, y'all. I guarantee you, every host that's going to come on this network and other networks are going to come with validity, because God is anointing certain networks. Now, if you're a satanic ritual type of network, don't look for the same, you know, love that you won't receive. It won't come, because you're trying to kill everybody. You're trying to steal their joy. See, I'm speaking because I see things, I know things, I see how God loves me, I heard him when I said something one day and the thunder hit. And when the thunder claps, and then there's no thunder after that, and you know a rainstorm's coming, usually thunder comes because the rain about to hit. But if you hear a thunder after you, put it like this, y'all. I'm going to be real with you. Imagine when you talk and you say something that's so on point, and your phone just might go, da-da-ding, or a beat might come out, and the wind might blow, and you're like, wait a minute, is that confirmation? I just look at things like that. Because there's a lot of times I say things, and only certain things, I might get a da-da-ding, and I'm like, damn, what kind of phone? You know, and it freaks me out, and the person I'm talking to out, too, because I said, you heard that, right? And if they're on the same page, they're like, yeah, I understand. God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But tonight is a special night. And please, y'all, if you don't do anything, I say it all over the time, listen to the previous radio shows from now all the way back to daggone the first time this bull had a daggone network. Because if we're going to keep on listening to the radio, and the radio is programming us with the music that we're supposed to receive, you ain't going to get educated, because it's nothing but music. It's the knowledge that comes out of people's mouth, generally speaking, outspoken and free. The freedom of speech that makes you have an essence to let everybody understand English. I'm that boy, Will of God, going to tell my Will of God, and you check out my daggone last show. And I'm going to have another show. I'm going to do a part two. Why do people use manipulation to get ahead? And put an extra ingredient on top of that. Because we about to be manipulated. And if y'all can't get yourself together and show your people, your children and your children's children, that you are somebody and they are somebody too, and they don't have to die, they can make a name out of themselves, somebody gonna come and try to destroy you so you can't do it. Figure that one out. Imagine that.
There you go. Now there's a person that you actually, you know, admire. His name is Will of God. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you so much, Nikki, for always supporting us here at WBNN. And just the ambiance of everything we do and all the folks out there that love, you know, the spoken word, the music, and the truth, like Will of God just said, don't let it fool you, because it's always going to be right there. So thank you so much, Nikki.
Thank you for having me, and one love, you all. One love. I love y'all.
Continue to listen. We'll bring on our next caller, and this person here, man, a lot for me. She's always talking about, you know, thanking me for what, you know, I do for the network. But, you know, this young lady was a outstanding and veritable commissioner here in the one of the roughest years of our existence in 2020. And, you know, interviewing many different people and always being positive, showing her love, you know, for everybody, you know what I mean? You know, Alexis Ware, say her name, Alexis Ware. The Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, how are you tonight?
I'm fine, how are you?
Hey, man, it's working.
Well, I thank you guys for just doing what y'all do. I thank you for the platform and allowing us to be who we are and allowing us to share. A lot of people think that they don't have a voice or think that they have something that need to be shared. But everybody has something that somebody needs. That's why we're here. We all have a purpose. We all play a part in this universe. Each and every one of us. it will never be complete unless we all come together.
Yes.
We all are pieces to the puzzle. And we wonder why it's not coming together, because we're not fitting the pieces together. The pieces will fit if we fit them together, because they're designed to fit together.
Yes.
But we're keeping them apart. But I thank you for this network. I thank everybody that has come on and shared tonight. I've been over here listening and just taking it all in.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, I've lost some people on this journey just here since I've been here at the network. But I can tell you, as I look back over my life since 1989, I've lost somebody every year. And in some cases, I've lost multiple people in 1 year.
Yeah, you know, you talk about that.
2017 was a devastating year.
You know, Angie, you talk about that, and with our network, 2019 was a hard year for this network.
I lost my dad.
There you go. And first of all, most importantly, you know, definitely, it was God's gain and our loss that you lost your father. And then we lost two great giants that you heard of, that you came on in 2020. The great Darlene Lawrence, our first ever Hall of Famer, passed away on, you know, Valentine's Day on, you know, February 14th, 2019. And then we're dealing with that, Angie, right? And, you know, trying to get our mind right through that loss. Great broadcaster, not only at, you know, WBNN, but also Purpose Kingdom Network, where she, you know, did her, you know, dissertation to get her into the hall. A great, great, great broadcaster there. And that's what got her into the Hall of Fame. And then I had a conversation, Angela Thomas Smith, a young lady after she did her show with Edward Burks called The Soul Twins, on that Tuesday night in March. And she called me and she said, "Hey, old bald head." I said, "What's going on, Wydell?" She said, "Listen, man, I hate to disrespect your house, you know, calling you this time of night. But, you know, I just want to do something for, you know, the Hall of Champions, you know, in that situation, right, Angie?" And I said, "Yeah, no problem." And she said, "Listen, give me the dates, you know, when they came on. I want to make sure that they understand who they are, you know, and I want to make sure that we give them their props." I said, "No problem." And she says, "Okay, thank you. And, you know, I appreciate you. And I'll talk to you soon. Love you." I said, "I love you too, Anna." That was on an early Wednesday morning at 12:18 a.m. Didn't know that woman would die the next night, or next morning, early morning at 1:18 on the 14th of March, a month after Darlene. And it's like, wow, like, you know, we're just dealing with Darlene Lawrence's, and I was thinking about it in the beginning of that week, and I said, you know what, damn, you know, just lost Darlene. I never lost a host before, you know, to this temple plane, right? And then to lose Anna Wydell, who was an inspiration to a lot of people who came on this network in 2017, Honey Baka Tune, Sister Bessie, Jerry Petito, and Jesus Powell, Christine Powell. The people that she's an inspiration to all have been nominated to the Hall of Fame. And that's amazing in itself, right? The reason why our award at every Orny Honors, including this year, is dedicated to the memory of Anna Wydell, a Southern warrior, Tyrell, Texas. And I think about her every single day. There wasn't a day that went by, Angie, that I didn't talk to her. Every morning I talked to her while she sipped the tea. And she moved from Texas to Decatur, Georgia. Every morning we talked. And to see that type of loss, that type of a spiritual feeling, to lose someone that, you know, rock with you, ride or die, like Darlene, and someone that was a personal friend and a confidant, as Anna Waddell. Before I take my next caller, very briefly, talk about the legacy of Anna Waddell and Darlene Lawrence and the storied history of the dynasty that is WBNN.
I'm lost for words right now. If you want me to respond, I just know that we as new hosts, we have big shoes to fill because of the people that have come before us. And I'm just honored to be able to sit in the midst of them. My spot between Jerry and Huni, two amazing
yes.
individuals that I tell you, I'm just honored to sit in between them. You know, they keep me on point because I can't mess up. I can't slip because look who I sit in between. I have to be on
yes.
point. So I'm just grateful for them being the great leaders that they are and paving the way and setting the bar high, because if they had not set the bar high, we would have nothing to strive for. So I thank everyone that has come before us. And I say to my fellow hosts, we just got to keep setting the bar high and keep striving and keep trying to create a legacy for those that have come before us, because they've done
yes.
a great job. And we cannot let the bar slip right now, not on our watch. Thank you, Brother Owen.
You know, the great, yeah, no, I appreciate you, because you being a consummate and a busy commissioner, and I know the Randy commissioners want to talk about that at Ngozi time about you, understanding being present, that's the key to great commissioners, being present, and you are always present. You're always pushing the bar and going to a standard of excellence. And I really appreciate you, and I thank you so much what you've done for me.
Amen.
All right. We go to the next caller right now. Caller, you're online right now with the original Beverly Nation classic, Gems by Genesis Mars Kemp, right here at WBNN.
Yo, this is Clever One. One half of the Booze Brothers calling from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? Tapping in, giving a shout-out to all the wonderful people on this beautiful network here. You know what I'm saying?
You one of them.
But what I want to say is, most importantly, you know what I'm saying, on how to continue these legacies out here, is to know this, you know, because it was reported in the San language, it says, Kuli nafsin da ikatul mot. And what this means is that every soul shall taste death, meaning that we all have a fixed time, and these fixed deaths that happen amongst our journeys out here are signs for us and shed it shells for us to elevate to the next level. Because if you was around this person and this person had a good spirit and they were a beneficial person to you, you know what I'm saying? Anything that you learn from that person is going to be passed along, you know what I'm saying? You know, and what happens is this. Whatever it was that they was teaching you and holding you down with, you know what I'm saying? And now it's your turn to use that on someone else. That's how it works. That's how the tree grows. This is how life grows. This is how plants grow. You know what I'm saying? A seed grows and it grows. You know what I'm saying? Then we pick the plant. It's good. Boom. Another plant grows. Pick the plant. You know what I'm saying? So, boom. If you're anything beneficial to this thing out here, you know what I mean? And meaning that your seed, you plant your seeds or whatever it is, however you want to metaphorically understand these things out here. You purify your land and then you cultivate your land. Your first part of your land is cultivating yourself, because you can't cultivate nothing else if yourself ain't cultivated. You know what I'm saying? And before we hold hands and march forth together, understand this, that everyone has to be a purified seed on their part of the land. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, guess what we do when we strict, when we pick string beans, guess what? The ones that's brown, we throw them out. We don't use them. So don't be the brown string bean. That's all. You know what I mean? But that's yeah. how I'm going to do it out here. And that's Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers. You know what I'm saying? Representing, calling from the Broad Street Bully side of things. We out here to take care, take the wilderness back. You know what I'm saying? We build the bricks up and stand the sticks up, people. Check your satellites.
Pastor Thomas Smith, you're a person, a part of the intern committee. You know, this young man has supported every single show since he's been part of the internship. And you always talked about, you know, that support. Anything you want to say to Clever One, one half of the Bruise Brothers and the Illinois side of, you know, of this right now, murder capital of the country, but still a beautiful city, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Well, shout out to him. I thank him for what he do. I appreciate him for two different reasons. I appreciate him for what he does there in Philadelphia because that's where the other half of my family is. So I thank y'all for what y'all do. I thank him for leading by example. He have definitely set the bar high for any intern that may come and praying that we don't have to have anymore. But he definitely has something to lend to our fellow hosts because he's leading by example. He's leading by example, something that we always talk about, support. I may not be on here talking all the time, but you best believe I'm on here.
That's right.
There's not a show that usually comes on here that I'm not a part of. I hear everything in the background. So trust and believe, I'm here. I see and I hear. And I appreciate you for what he's doing for the network. Thank you, brother. Keep your throne.
Appreciate you, Ange. Appreciate you, young. You have to understand that we have to appreciate these homegrown women out here. Folks, we have to appreciate the fellas. We have to appreciate these homegrown women, the women that you know, they know where the path is. And they want to march forth, you know what I'm saying? And I hear it, you know what I'm saying? When you got those alongside with you, you know what I'm saying? You have to take advantage of these things, people. You know what I mean? When you have the bravery in the women, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we need. We need more bravery in the women, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's cool to know how to do other things, but we need your bravery when it's time to go. You know what I mean?
All right.
So, boom, shout out to Ange, you know what I'm saying, out here. We getting it, you know what I mean? We build the bricks up and stand the sticks up, you know what I mean? Clef one in the building out here.
You know, three of our Hall of Famers are women. Darlene Lawrence, Andrea Presley, and Sherry Petito. And that just shows you the greatness of the voice of, like, William Bacatuna always says, the feminine. An outstanding performance. We're storied. Around the world, no matter what network, and I know you got some ghostwriters that want to see what we do. They want to copy us, but we're trendsetters. You know, we're trendsetters. I get that. But we're storied. You know why we're storied? Consistency. It's a WBNN trademark. Time and time again, we don't rebuild. For rebuilding affords no such luxury. The tool for a commitment to excellence that shines around the world as a beacon of light to be able to help people and change people. I've been so blessed to be a part of some great people, great broadcasters, 212 of them, whether they stayed or they went, no matter what the controversy was, it is what it is. Even those who started with this network know who they are. They're going on to many different networks. But you know where you started. You started right here at Beverly Nation. And one day, my greatest desire is for those who started with us to mend fences, come back and be a part of our network, because we're going to grow in spite of you if you don't. This is Ngozi time now. The fifth reigning commissioner of our network, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J, will give us my time and for the rest of the world. Dr. J.
All right. Greetings, everyone. I'm Dr. Chinchilla J, and I truly enjoyed Genesis' first show. I mean, that was awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And for the host that called in and her callers, her supporters from her show, it was an awesome show. And all of you hosts that have called in tonight live to talk about it and share your stories, awesome tonight. And some of you already know, most of you know that, you know, in 2017, November 19th, I lost my dad. So this show was a very meaningful show tonight, and we all have experienced grief. And guess what? Grief is a part of life, and we will all experience grief time again throughout our lives in different ways. And sometimes grief is not in the form of death, but we experience other types of grief, and it's a part of life. So thank you, Genesis Amaris Kemp, for that archive. And Angela Thomas Smith, you know, you were the third reigning commissioner, the third commissioner on this network. And you, young lady, did an awesome job as commissioner. And I appreciate you for your time as commissioner and all that you've done for this network, as well as all the hosts, what all of you are doing for this network. Continue to do what you do. Continue to support each other's shows. For hosts that are listening tonight and they didn't talk tonight, continue to call in and encourage each other to call in to support everybody's show as much as you can, because we are a family, and family definitely supports each other. So thank you so much for all that you do, and thank you, Brother O, for all that you do in forming this network. And DJ Chill, keep being yourself, will of God, and doing what you do. And I know it's just you and Antonia Batts that's a part of the beginning. And, you know, you guys got to stay where you are. You got to stay where you are to keep holding up each side of Brother O, and we'll hold him up from the bottom. So thank you all for what you do. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Malewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Take care and tune in tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to Know Your Rights program with Terrace Strength. Have a good night, everyone.